stay together for the remaining of the time, and we hope some saints, some particularly some leading ones, will strengthen this word and also echo and encourage the saints to go on. So we're going to, for saints who cannot speak English, we're not going to have a line-to-line translation today. So we'll have, if you want to come out, we'll have summary translation. Amen. So praise the Lord. We hope some of the leading ones will start and respond to this speaking. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord, what a conclusion to the Bible.
Amen.
We can see the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
It's not just a physical city that people are looking forward to go to, but we are part of that city, and we're here doing nothing else but to live out, work out, and becoming the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
It's really touched that in this wonderful city, there's the high walls, but there were 12 gates. Showing us that God's heart wants people to come into this city.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can not only admire this city, but we can come into and be part of this city.
Amen.
And we have been through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've been regenerated, and we are in this city. But we need to be made as also part of this collective gates by being one with Christ. We need to live in his death subjectively so that the Lord can break out all the barrier within us that hinders him to bring people into us. I was really touched with the heart of our triune God shown in the three parables. The Lord wants people to come in. There's still room. I pray that I will be a gate. My home will be a gate. Oh, my church life will be a gate. Wherever I'm serving, we will be gates.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really appreciate this word about gates. When I came to the church, I was brand new, and I got invited to a home meeting, a meeting in a home. And there was a brother there that I didn't know. His name was Howard Higashi, and I brought my new one with me, and we had questions about evolution. After a few minutes, we asked our questions, and this person who I didn't know began to turn the subject to the pearl gates of the New Jerusalem. And pretty much he spent the rest of the time sharing about the pearl and how the pearl is a gate that goes out and gets you and brings you in. And really what happened that night is I got brought in by that brother being a gate. I just want to say, you know, we're here in New York City. It is a crossroad of continents. We often say this. But at a crossroad, you need a toll plaza, right? How do you get into New York City? Well, it's an island. You got to go over a bridge or through a tunnel. And, you know, we could be here, and we could be here for a lot of things. We could be here for something for ourselves, right? We could be here for being exalted as a father, but not having a multitude of children. I hope that all of us would just take this word to heart and really give it to the Lord. Lord, make us gates.
Amen.
Gates where many come through.
Amen.
Lord, populate this holy city. Build it, Amen. Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Really enjoy the message and its application to us. And in the 90s, really enjoyed this ministry. Give us the high peak truth. At that time, really enjoyed the high peak truth. And before long, I realized it become a high, awesome war. They have no entrance. So whenever I talk to people, speak to people, they couldn't understand it. There's just no way I can bring people into the same enjoyment.
Amen.
So at that time, I also met some kind of crisis. The Lord showed me that I cannot remain whole. I need to be broken. I need to have a hole in me.
Amen.
That people can enter, that we can bring them into the triune God.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. And today we really have this timely message for New York City, such a city with different ethnic group and different languages. that this war really should be in all four directions. In all directions, all our homes, all our small group, all our prayer group, our morning revival group, we should all be open. We should all let people have access,
Amen.
Have an entrance, have a mission to enjoy the triune God together.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Amen. For New Jerusalem. Amen. New Jerusalem is God's heart's desire. Amen. It is God's goal. Amen. And we're a part of it. You know, this week I've been going through a lot of troubles in my personal life. Everywhere just seems to be trouble to me. And I just said, Lord Jesus, I'm not going to pay attention to these troubles. I'm looking to New Jerusalem. Amen. You certainly, this is your faithfulness that you will bring us all into New Jerusalem. Amen. This goal of yours, the end, I will be there. I may not make it into the kingdom as an overcomer, but I will be in New Jerusalem. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. But now I see that I need to be a gate. And I'm wondering, why are all these things happening to me? To break that hole into me, that He can have a way. So praise the Lord for all our environments, all our circumstances, that He would break us, that He could make us that gate into the New Jerusalem, that sinners could be brought in, seeking ones could be brought in, backsliding ones could be brought in. So praise the Lord for all He's doing. He's making us the gates into that city. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord Jesus, the New Jerusalem. We are not aimless people. We have an aim. We have a goal. This is God's goal, the product of God's work in men, the mingling with God with men. Hallelujah. But this matter of the gates, oh, Lord Jesus, you know, for many years, I always ask this question to myself. I came from a denomination, and we used to have a lot of people come in and be added to our meetings. And then I came here with a high gospel, this rich ministry, the riches of the Bible opened up, and it's just so difficult in my experience to get one. And the Lord was speaking through me through this message this morning. I maybe have learned how to become a wall, how to be really sanctified, how to find me in Christ. Oh Lord, but how much I have been broken with the aim of becoming a gate
Amen.
For other sinners to come in,
Amen.
To enjoy God's dispensing
Amen.
For God's gold. Oh Lord, may we have this aspiration. Oh, to be broken, not just to be spiritual, but to become gates for others to come in.
I appreciate the speaking because my view of the gate was just one-sided. I thought it only referred to Christ as that pearl through which we can come into salvation, enter into the city to enjoy all the riches of God. But through the speaking, I've never really heard this before, that we also are the gates that others can come in through, sinners, seeking ones, backsliding ones. The Lord wants many to come in through this gate. Yes, the gate may be small and narrow, but it is a gate that many can come through, but we need the breaking. The Lord many times is doing something in us, and I'm always, Lord, you know, there's a little resistance, but then we eventually have to give in. The Lord breaks us and allows our soul life, our being to be broken so that we can have a way for others to come in. The Lord wants us to enjoy His life, enjoy His riches, but this is not for ourselves. This is for many others. My enjoyment of the Lord, I've been seeing through these days we've been covering the reality of the body of Christ, is not for myself. It's for all the saints.
Amen.
If I enjoy the Lord, it's so that the saints can come in and enjoy the Lord. The Lord wants us all to enter in,
yes,
that we may enjoy this wonderful, rich, divine, triune God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. No, I really enjoy the speaking. See, a wall is very important, you know, but this wall cannot be broken. And the gate, you know, the gate you know, bring us gate open and we get in. You know, amen. Praise the Lord that He make us part of the New Jerusalem. Amen. You know, so let us continue to, you know, to, you know, to, you know, to aspire to, you know, to be part of the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
You know, and that wall separates, you know, separates us from ourselves, you know, from sin and everything that that is struggled from and from God. So you know, may we continue to enjoy the Lord.
Amen. We know the New Jerusalem is not a physical city. It's signs, it's types, but yet it's full of reality. And today we're talking about the wall, and particularly talking about the gates on the walls. And the gates is the processed and a consummated triune God. And the life dispensing of this crucified Christ by dispensing His life juice to sinners, wrapping us up with His life, dispensing His life from within, so we can become the replication, the duplication of the crucified and the resurrected Christ. Since it's really, saints, we all go through processes. All that processes, actually, a lot of times is not that joyful. And a lot of times it's really being broken in our families, in our job, in our colleagues, with many different situations. The best breaking factors can be our children. And you cannot throw them out, but you have just to be grounded. So praise the Lord. All of this are factors in this processed and a consummated triune God. This God-man Jesus. So since today, really we're seeing this in the church in New York City. So many saints, through enjoying the word, through prayers, through life experience, so much more of this triune God are being permeated and soaked into our tripartite man. So praise the Lord. May the saints in New York City really be the gates and open the gates and facilitate other saints to be the gates for all the nations, all the people, tribes, and tongues. And in such a gateway to the world. Actually, this is a word Brother Lee used in one of his letters to the brothers migrating to New York City. New York City is the gateway to the world. And we are here not only standing in this great city, but as a shining golden lampstand, and also ushering in so many people from all ethnicities, all languages, all walks of people into to become New Jerusalem. So saints, praise the Lord. And we do hope that today's speaking open another chapter. And we are entering into the reality of the body of Christ. Amen. Next, we're going to get into living in the reality of the body of Christ. And following that, we hope we can get into the book of Philippians. And to really cover for an extended period of time in the book of Philippians on the experience of Christ. So saints, the life dispensing and a life giving spirit is operating in the church in New York City. So praise the Lord. And we know also, even though this is a type, and we know a lot of the numbers are very meaningful. 12,000 stadia is 12 times 1,000. And the wall is 144 cubits is 12 times 12. And 12 gates, and 12 angels, and 12 disciples, 12 foundations, and so on. And 12 kinds of fruits every month. So praise the Lord. And the 12 is the consummation of 3 times 4. The triune God and the tripartite man. Union, mingling, and incorporated to become one. So praise the Lord. This is His body. This is the preparation of the bride. So may the Lord, really through this speaking, really usher us into the operation of the reality of the gates. So many more, and even dormant saints, your colleagues, your family members, your friends, and your classmates, and our neighbors can all be ushered into the church life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we do hope that today's speaking will bear much fruits. Amen. So, and don't forget, tonight we're going to have a fellowship with the BFA. This burden has been going on for almost 20 years now. So we hope, really, saints, we can listen and hear and also receive this burden to open more gates for so many seeking ones to enter into New Jerusalem. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll stop the meeting here. And saints, we do hope to see you back. And actually, as a matter of fact, because the saints are preparing for dinner, can I ask for a show of hands, see if you're going to have a dinner here or not, so we can have more solid numbers, because Roger, you're being a little anxious about the numbers, right? So how many saints are going to be here having dinner with us? So would you please, Roger, take a look so we can plus other halls. Yeah, so maybe about 100 here. Yeah, I guesstimate pretty accurately. Up to 200. Yeah, add it to 200 then. Praise the Lord. Amen. So Remy, you got number, okay? 200 then. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll stop the meeting here. So saints, greet those new ones, those visiting saints, and if possible, invite them for lunch. Praise the Lord. Amen.